This is the second part of our report on the Pocahontas Board of Education's October 27th meeting. In the first part, we talked about two changes the board made to the school reentry plan. This meeting, held at the Marlinton Elementary School, was also a local school improvement council, or LSIC, meeting, and they made presentations to the board. The school LSIC president, Lucy Mosesso's presentation, was one of support for permanently maintaining Marlinton Elementary School at its existing location. She also pointed out some issues of concern. These included a need for greater outside lighting around the school, a need to remove the abandoned former school board building, which is next to Marlinton Elementary School, the necessity for the Board of Education to come up with the funds to replace the school's fire sprinkler system, perhaps by obtaining funding through a grant, and necessary improvements to the school's playground, particularly the basketball court. Marlinton Elementary School's principal, Philip Anderson, provided an overview of the school's enrollment and other data. He said the school currently has 224 students, 23 professional staff, and 8 service personnel. So far this year, the school has had a 97.5% attendance rate and only 3 disciplinary incidents, which is a major improvement for the school since last year there were 177 disciplinary incidents. Anderson said that as of the date of this meeting, there were only 7 students remaining on the 2-day-a-week attendance plan and 35 students attending virtual school. Shenda Smith spoke about the family engagement activities at the school, which have been somewhat limited because of the virus restrictions. She said they are working on getting the Student of the Month recognized in the Pocahontas Times, staying in touch with virtual students, and working with the Pocahontas Drug Awareness Coalition to provide students with project boxes. During a meeting of the school staff with the board, the staff brought up the following items. They expressed appreciation that the board had provided the school with a full-time counselor and a half-time social worker. They asked for air purifiers in the classroom. They supported leaving the schools closed to students on Wednesdays to enable teacher collaborations on those days, but supported mandating that all students attend class the other 4 days each week. In other actions at the meeting, the board received a report from Superintendent Beam, in which he said they have added 7 new service positions to the schools but have to pay for those by not automatically filling the positions of employees who retire. He said that the lawsuit the county schools have filed to recover school aid money the state shorted them in years past is proceeding. Jacob Kinnison, the student representative, delivered his report in which he said Homecoming and Spirit Week, which featured a Hawaiian theme, went well. The board took action on the following items. They approved a Memorandum of Understanding with the Burlington United Methodist Family Services to provide services and support to meet the educational needs of foster children in the county. They approved the 2020-2030 Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan. They also approved service and professional personnel actions, which can be found with this story on our website. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.